CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East and new U.S. hopes of reviving Gaza's ceasefire talks after last week's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Secretary of State Blinken arrived in Israel today, where he's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The BBC's Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
One topic that which they could well touch on would be what will be the situation in Gaza after any agreement? Who will govern it after there has been some sort of ceasefire agreement put in place? Because Israel has made it very clear that they don't want Hamas to be in charge.
Lebanese officials say at least 13 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes in Beirut today. Arrests on campus in the Midwest. Eleven demonstrators taken into custody at the University of Minnesota after they stormed the administration building, demanding the college divest from companies that support Israel.
You are showing a bias if you're refusing to speak a word about what's happening to the Palestinians, but you are still sending money to Israel. You are picking a side. You are showing what side you land on.
The clock is ticking quickly toward the election, and the presidential candidates are on the move. The former president returns to North Carolina for a rally in Greensboro. CBS's Jake Rosen.
Donald Trump won the state in his last two elections, obviously, but we've seen this kind of purple, you know, past of North Carolina, where Barack Obama won it in 2008. Donald Trump swung a lot of those voters around. And if Donald Trump does not win North Carolina, his path to the White House becomes even more difficult.
Vice President Harris has two TV interviews scheduled a day after she campaigned with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
We have the choice of somebody in Vice President Harris who you know is going to uphold the rule of law. You know that she's going to lead this country with a sincere heart.
A police officer at an Ohio high school is under investigation for punching a student.
Akron Public Schools released security video which shows the 16-year-old at the school's metal detectors.
At one point, the student attempts to circumvent the officers. During this interaction, one of the officers punches the student in the head several times.
Akron Mayor Shamus Malik.
I found the video upsetting.
He said the student was found to have a cell phone on him, but he did not have a weapon. The officer's been placed on administrative duty pending the outcome of a use of force investigation. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Being a Girl Scout is getting more expensive. In 2026, the group plans to raise membership fees from $25 to $45. It'll hike them again the year after to $65. The organization's national council session is aiming to reduce red ink. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Downtown Racine will see impacts due to Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz's event at Memorial Hall today. Walz will be coming from appearances in Madison with former President Barack Obama. Getting people to vote early is the main reason for the Racine visit. Racine and Kenosha do have different early voting options. Racine offers multiple locations and drop boxes. Kenosha has a single location for early in-person voting. That's downtown at the municipal building. The Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposed 0.5% sales tax tonight. Leaders in Racine County are trying to do the same thing. Critics argue the Waukesha County tax is excessive, aiming to address a $5 million deficit with a tax that could raise $60 million annually. The Racine Unified School Board is considering renaming Red Apple Elementary after local astronaut Laurel Clark. The board moved ahead that plan last night. And Racine's Reef Point Marina renovation project has been approved. It includes wider docks and some new facilities. Demo work is scheduled to begin next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks open the NBA season tomorrow night on the road against the 76ers. Chris Middleton still rehabbing after surgery on both his ankles. Doc Rivers asked if he'd first like to see Middleton practice before he plays.
It would help, but I'm just going to play it by ear. You know, Chris has proven to me over the last year that when he comes back, he was 100% ready and he had no practices. So yeah, there are guys like that. I would say he'd be one of them. Would I like him to practice a couple times? For sure.
NFL, the Packers have the day off before preparing to play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. College football, Wisconsin hosts number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on Penn State's offense.
Part of their plan is to give enough exotic, crazy looks to get guys' heads spinning, to get them thinking rather than playing fast. Our strength the last couple weeks has been how fast we've played.
That's Badgers coach Mike Tressel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70. The wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight partly cloudy, will drop to 51. Tomorrow sunny and colder, 60 by Thursday sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Hits right here on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
You spoke and we listen. Local News and Timeless says, yeah, they're back right here on WRJN. Tell a friend and artists that every time you hear Stevie Wonder, I don't believe that's ever happened. You go, gosh, that's a really great song. Wonder who's singing that. Not with Stevie Wonder. He's kind of like Elvis in a way. Whenever you hear a song and you hear and Elvis is singing it, you know it's Elvis right away. You don't even have to wonder who that is. Same with Stevie Wonder. Just the beat, just the way that Stevie is absolutely brilliant. Today, Artist of Record, giving you a chance to win more vinyl, please. Those platters, of course, when I was a kid, and I actually would hear 60s DJs go, platters. Of course, kind of kid, I was like, yeah, platter of pancakes. I don't know why, but everything in my life does revolve around the word pancakes. But today, it's, well, formerly the Young Rascals, then just the Rascals. Got started in 1965 as the Young Rascals, but you know, you get over age 22, you don't want to be referred to as young lady. Yeah, it just doesn't sound right, right? So Artist of Record today, when you hear the song Good Lovin', and I'll give you a hint, it starts out 1, 2, 3, good love. Yeah, so when you hear that, be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. And you win an album from the Rascals, from Time and Again, Music and More, and Sturdivant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, someone's going to win a record player. Everybody that won this month is eligible for that. And of course, we'll let you know that as well. So anyway, we thank Ray of Time and Again, Music and More for making this happen here on WRJN. Oh, I should probably tell you when you can expect to hear this song. Well, anytime from 11 to 1. 11 to 1, I'll be playing that for you. So you've got the hint, all right? So good luck to you from WRJN.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. Now, I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This right here on WRJ, and I'm Cindy Huber, and yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. All right. Even on Tuesdays. Here's the Grassroots on WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight with me.
after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN. I found this to be very interesting. You know, when I go to the airport, I usually give who's ever dropping me off a big hug and a tip, and then I get out of the car and rush to my destination, you know, where I'm checking in and all. But in New Zealand, apparently they're having trouble with long hugs. And so they've decided to cap the hugs. In Dunedin Airport, New Zealand, they have just capped hug time to 3 minutes. That's it. 3 minutes, 10 seconds, and you're out of here, man. You're getting a ticket. But apparently, they said there was a really good reason. They didn't want to get on people's cases and tell them, you know what, we're going to fine you this and fine you that if you don't keep the traffic moving. So, you know, 3 minutes is long enough to hug. Actually, a guy that they were interviewing said, you know, 20 seconds, anything longer than 20 seconds is really awkward. Yeah, right. Okay. Obviously, he's never been married. But longer hugs, they suggest you go to the car park. I like that idea. 3 minutes. All right, that's it. Bust them. They're arrested. They're going downtown. Yeah, all righty. So anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that, or maybe not so much of a kick, at least not a hug anyway, as we're joining now the Radio Park Newsroom here at WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is making her pitch to Wisconsin conservatives and independents with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at a campaign event last night in Brookfield.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down is just wrongheaded.
Both of them say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. The Wisconsin Army National Guard met its annual recruiting target this year. That's the first time in 7 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine might get a little crazy today.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz is holding an event at Memorial Hall, with the address scheduled to start at just before 7. Walz will be coming from Madison, where he'll appear with former President Barack Obama. Walz will also be coming off an appearance on The Daily Show, with Jon Stewart asking about Liz Cheney.
I think Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney give permission to those folks who want to find a reason to do the right thing. It doesn't mean they agree with us. We're not going to take their foreign policy decisions and discussions, you know, and implement those. We're going to take their promise. Yes, promise.
Those invited to the Racine event will be lining up along Lake Avenue, with a number of traffic impacts expected due to the visit. Officials say to avoid the area if you're not going to the event. There will be a lot of people in Racine County watching what happens in Waukesha County tonight. This evening, the Waukesha County Board will vote on a proposal to introduce a 0.5% sales tax. Racine County is the only other Wisconsin county without a sales tax, but that could change too with upcoming votes. The proposed Waukesha County tax aims to address a $5 million budget deficit. However, critics say it could raise $60 million each year, which they believe is excessive. And a proposal to rename Racine's Red Apple Elementary is moving ahead. At a Racine Unified meeting last night, the school board put forward a plan to rename the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who lost her life in the Columbia space shuttle disaster. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a sprinkle or two possible this afternoon. Our high today near 70, the wind south at 10 to 20. Tonight partly cloudy, will drop to 51. Tomorrow sunny and colder, 60 by Thursday sunshine with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
You got
Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. 60 degrees right now in Racine.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream. Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Season for love.
Racine Soul and Kenosha, too, for local news and timeless hits. And for those of you listening from Southern Milwaukee County, I salute you as well. They're really faithful. They're listening to AM 1400 AM. So there, I mean, that is a real fit. But 99.9 Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha. We got the FM and AM options both open for you. I don't know if you got one of these on your Facebook feed, but everybody's got that one person they check in with every day just to see how they're doing and words of wisdom. For me, it's a friend of mine that's down in Florida that's been evacuated now three times in the last 2 years, thanks to all the friendly hurricanes that he've gotten. But anyway, his name is John Marks. Went to high school with him. And today's words of wisdom, it was so moving and compelling that I feel the need to share it with you. So here it is. Do not seize the day. This will startle the day and may cause it to become aggressive and give you a nasty bite. Instead, approach the day calmly without making eye contact, pet it firmly and slowly, enfolded in a careful embrace. If the day shows any sign of resistance to being engaged with, it is likely to turn on you. His advice, go back off and return to bed.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
J.N.
Do the things you do,
the way you do,
all
things you do, the Temptations on WRJN local news coming up in the next couple of minutes, along with Stuart J. Waddles and local news. CBS National News, Mike Clove is a sports and the weather.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A $1 million lottery to encourage people to get out and vote? The Justice Department confirms to CBS News it's been asked to investigate Elon Musk's offer to Donald Trump supporters in battleground states like Pennsylvania and North Carolina. CBS's Jolene Kent.
It's very straightforward. You don't even have to vote.
But experts we spoke to say